What is up, peeps? It is time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. And before we go into introductions of who's coming, whoa, guys, no, that this is not the backroom talk.
And that only lasted 10 seconds.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
This is
that was such a late dude. That's great.
We're gonna go into.
That's not my friend.
When we talk about when we're gonna introduce yourselves, I came up with a funny thing. Is when you talk about yourself, I'm gonna play a sound clip that I feel encompasses you. This is just my take on it. Okay. Not everyone. So first of all, you got me. Okay, David the Smash fan. Nope, not that one. Where is it? This one.
Oh, okay.
That's me, right?
I'm surprised that wasn't the Smash Bros. Theme song, but I like
no,
it.
No, it's not. And then, yeah, next is?
Mister.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this. Yeah.
Don't stop it. I don't know this guy.
Yeah. I love how he's not even arguing. He's just like, no, yeah, but he just goes back to it.
No, but actually that's not what this is Mr. actual one. He knows it.
I feel betrayed. Ooh, this man.
Hey, I was against JoJo until I realized that the meme was from JoJo, and then I dived headfirst into JoJo.
At least you actually watch JoJo, so I
and I actually listened to the band. Yes.
That is true.
Yeah, okay. And then next up we have.
Oh, Jafaria, what's up?
Here's you. There's a reason why for this, too. Okay, does anyone know where that's from?
No. Come on, guys, you know this.
It's from a horror film? Exorcist?
It's from an anime.
No, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Diego. From Death Note.
You're like.
Oh, Death Note, yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do?
I didn't. Like, do
the only
it.
Reason, the only it. Reason, the reason people, I did this is, it is because of the few times before. This is pre getting married when he would cosplay, and he told me that when he went to Anime Banzai, yeah, he cosplayed as someone that no one saw Death Note before, so he was the first one, the actual first one.
That is true.
To cosplay,
I've from never Death heard Note. Of this Death Note before.
Did you know he also was trying to do like the whole wireless headphones thing with the iPod and it was horrible?
I did. And it worked.
It was horrible.
It worked. I love it.
Barely.
What was my favorite device taking it to school? Anyways.
Anyway, and last but not least.
Oh, Shark King. That's me. Yeah.
You know yours.
Oh, okay. That was not the one I was expecting.
No, I had to find like.
I was confused for a second. It sounded like two different songs for a bit.
I dig it.
And then I do have one for one only. You gotta give it to him as well, so he can hear it as well. You guys get closer together.
Oh, that's right.
This will be difficult during the game, then, right?
It might be, but this one I want you to hear. So introduce yourself.
Boricua Senpai.
You're a third rate duelist with a fourth rate deck.
I like it. I approve.
That's pretty good.
Mr. didn't hear that one.
What was
I'll play for Mr. one more time.
You're a third rate duelist with a fourth rate deck.
That's top tier.
I feel like that Boricua Senpai, like how he's like
that's
him. Not unhinged, but he'll tell you how it is. He's like he has like the best insult, so
the best.
That's why I thought of Kaiba. I was like Kaiba has like
he loves it.
Yeah, well, if this is your first time listening to Chibno Podcast, we're just a bunch of nerdy friends talking about nerdy things.
Misfits.
As you can clearly tell.
You guys are nerds? What?
I'm in the wrong podcast.
Oh.
And we have a lot. Lots have happened, right? And typically we have four people. Today we have five, which is going to be awesome. But Boricua Senpai, he's going to be helping with our video game. But at any time you want to give your two cents, which you probably will when we talk about our first part, but he's going to chime in with his thoughts. So first thing we're going to talk about is Gamescom. So this is happening right now currently. If you don't know what Gamescom is, it's kind of this on the same level as E3. Well, not anymore because E3 is basically dead now. But where like Xbox...
Bold claim.
I know.
It's
Jesus
gone.
Christ.
Don't need the mic.
Well...
I'm
sorry, I had to put that in there. I love that clip.
Oh.
Well, anyway, so they get to premiere clips from upcoming games, trailers, previews, and sometimes reviews come out during this time. So this has been going on. PlayStation had theirs. Microsoft had theirs. I think it was today. Or no, it was yesterday. So a lot of trailers have come out. And one of the ones I wanted to talk about, and this is one that actually really hype, that I know Buriko Senpai knows a lot about, and this has to be Mortal Kombat 1. Now, this was introduced, or this was first revealed earlier this year, right? And we saw, like, basically it's a reset of everything. And so we didn't get a lot of information about the story other than, like, it's kind of reversed now because now it's, instead of Liu Kang, you know, being the Earthling, it's Raiden, right? And so the roles are reversed. And so we've gotten, like, introductions on who's going to be in the game. But we actually got, I think it was 17 minutes of gameplay of the story and trailers for it. So I wanted to talk to you because Buriko Senpai is a really big fan. And so I kind of want to get your two cents on what you saw and what you think of the game so far.
First off, it can be complex to follow Mortal Kombat. So if you don't know the storyline, watch like a timeline of it on YouTube explained. There's some that are 40 minutes and it summarizes it, although it's a lot to follow because now this will be the third time the timeline is reset.
Yep.
So I don't know if their angle is to have like a multiverse aspect of it where multiple characters will now start showing up like shadows of each other, or if they're just resetting it for the convenience of the video game storyline so that each writer can have its own universe.
Go at the franchise, yeah.
Exactly. So in the previous one, we saw Liu Kang become the fire god. So that's why now he picks Earth's hero, which I believe he actually picked Kung Lao, but he's also mentoring Raiden, who is a human from Earth. And he's also, like, but I guess he's aware of the past of what has happened. So Raiden has committed to mentoring or helping out Fire God Liu Kang. The gameplay looks really slick. My favorite thing is the cameos that you have. So you'll have like basically a backup fighter who comes in and helps you string together combos. And they all have their own unique sets. So if you time it right, it looks like it from the gameplay that you can link crazy combos, 15, 20 hits, right? Each one has, of course, the fatalities are always over the top. It's the graphics look, I guess, tried to look more realistic, and I don't know if I've always enjoyed the illustrative aspect of Mortal Kombat, but whatever, I get it. Some of the character designs I think feel kind of cheap personally. Like Jax looks like a 80s fitness aerobics instructor. And I don't like that look. Jax is supposed to be a badass.
Like that word champion. That's on the
Yeah. The greatest athletes in the world. Yeah, he looks like an aerobics instructor. Yeah. And then Johnny Cage looks like a 70s movie star. So, I mean, I think the designs were kind of weaker on the characters, quite frankly. I don't know what they're going to do with the story because there's a lot that's involved with Elder, now they introduce Titans, right? So Titans are stronger than the Elder Gods. The Elder Gods essentially had created weapons that were part of like the one god, like the original first god. So we'll see. Shao Kahn has new design. I actually really like his design. Sindel seems to be a very big focal point. So like kind of going back to 3, how she helped Shao Kahn kill her husband from Edeni. Which is essentially the Garden of Eden, but that's a realm. So she is the queen of that, and I don't know what she's going to do, but gameplay looks good. Mechanically, it looks smooth. It seems to not be buggy from what I've seen. So I'm excited to see what the game has, and I think that they're trying to take the storyline a bit more serious and have the past 3 or 4 Mortal Kombat games, because the timeline reset on Deadly Alliance, I believe, and then it reset again on Mortal Kombat Trilogy. So this would be the third time that Mortal Kombat series resets the timeline.
So you're telling me that now it's serious, right?
Well, that's the thing is, no, I'm saying I think they want to take the writing of the storyline more serious. Whereas the other ones, it felt like the story was an aftermath or afterthought to the fighting style of the game. Whereas this one, it looks like
they're trying to
put a lot of thought and fleshing out like an actual storyline that is cohesive.
So I have a question. Are they going to introduce the character from the movie as well? No.
That's a movie exclusive as far as I'm concerned, unless... Dang. They might make him a DLC, but they won't put him as part of the story as far as everything I'm aware of. If he's a DLC character, cool. But I don't think he's, as far as everything has pointed into it, that's exclusively just a movie character.
I think Japan wanted you to say the saying.
To say what saying?
No, serious.
My bad.
That's what his vision for. I could hear.
No, my bad. Yeah. I didn't think of it. We're not talking about say Pokemon. Thing, we're talking thing, about Mortal Kombat because now it's serious.
I'm excited to see how they go the route. Mortal Kombat has been a very interesting game because the way you do combos is not your traditional fighting game ones. You don't have quarter circle, quarter moon, punch or something like that. It's all these weird ones. So I feel like the curve to get it is really high. Like you really got to know. I remember like Mr. Mish, like he bought his arcade stick and everything and fighting stick, and he kept like trying. I was like, what the heck is this? Like he was like, it was like back diagonal punch something. I was like, what the fudge is this combo? It makes no sense. So I'm excited for it though.
Same.
Another thing we saw was. I showed this to Jay Porion, and I don't know if you're excited about this, but there's this new anime game called Project Mugen. It looks weird. It looks like a mix of Persona with some of
Spider-Man
gameplay mixing with Gurren Lagann,
Evangelion,
and anything anime cliche you can think of, it's in there.
Chainsaw Man, I saw that.
And yeah.
Kaijus,
yeah, you go, yeah. See? But the waifu kaijus.
So somebody said, what if I put everything cool together and make it into an anime game?
And then you get Project Mugen.
Pretty much.
Diego's dreams are coming true.
I know.
I don't do that. I do MMOs.
That this could be an MMO.
No.
You don't know. We don't know enough about it.
No, it's an anime waifu thing. They're not going to do an MMO. They're just going to do a one-off. They don't try.
They did also show the pre-orders for, and I forget the name. You like this game, but I it's the one with the animals. Party Animals, I think is what it's called.
Party Animals, yeah.
Yeah, the pre-order now.
Great
is,
friends.
Yeah.
I want to play that with you guys. I think it'll be fun. Yeah.
It looks fun. It would be fun, a party game, so we might have to check it out. But the pre-orders are up now. I don't know if that means anything to you guys, but...
It'll be fun to play.
Nah. Well, I'm willing to try. Don't get me wrong.
As long as
if it's
not,
free, it's, yeah, you're willing to try. Yeah.
Stupid expensive. You want me to spend my money on a game that I never play?
If it's not stupid expensive, then I think it'd be fine.
You're not going to throw money on a game you never play. Of course you haven't played this game. It's brand effing new. God. This is why you don't get a JoJo's son. You know I was going to give you Jonos, and I was like, you know what? No.
Dude, that's my ringtone.
Yeah, man, I know suck. It was.
Man, you suck.
Well, I'm glad I did, because now you give me this crap. What do you want me to buy a game that I've never played? I'm like, or buy it's new.
Hey, but still, I got a light from Death Note. That was pretty cool, though.
Hear music. Who's playing their music?
Go him out.
I thought it was either Shark King or Jehoria.
Come on. I got respect.
It's so fun. Oh. It's fun. I was like, of course it's you. I was like, of course it's your poor one. It's like, no, it's the one I least expected.
So I got to mention a couple of things really quick. Really
go ahead. Brief.
One, something that you're really excited, and I know you probably like it a lot. The Japanese rock band Scandal got into the Guinness World Record for being the longest Japanese female band with members that they haven't changed for 17 years. So they got
Has it really been 17 years?
Yeah. They've been for a while. So,
well, I mean, I guess before they made it big, yeah. So, yeah. Dang, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. The second thing that I want to point out, there was a trailer for the Shibuya arc for Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes.
And that looks really, really cool.
Oh my gosh.
So the people that haven't seen Jujutsu Kaisen, go and watch it. It's definitely a really good show. It's not your expected story. They make a lot of cool changes that makes it interesting as well. Basically, the second season just started. They did like a prequel in a sense. And now, after a break, they're going to start with an arc, which is one of the coolest arcs that I have
ever seen. It's a dark arc, too.
So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and the last thing that I wanted to mention is to all the Star Wars fans, and I know that the tech guy is not here today, Ahsoka, the TV show just started.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen
it. Not today.
That was on Tuesday.
That was
today. Well, you can watch it today.
Oh my god!
If you want to, you don't watch it. But I don't know.
Available now,
right? Sharky, have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
Have you seen Rebels?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
No, see, I couldn't. I think we've had this discussion. I mean, really, I've lost with all the craziness that's been with Disney and Star Wars. Like,
I completely understand.
It's
been rebooted so many times. And it's like, oh yeah, that's this thing that was really, really awesome. It's like, oh yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. Although there's still,
but Rebels does.
I never got it. I didn't like the. I didn't.
The
like
animation.
I didn't like that show. No, I actually preferred the 2D. Ooh. Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Wasn't that just that one episode?
No,
it was a season.
There was two seasons.
I just remember seeing the one that was literally right before episode 3.
Yeah, that was it.
That was two seasons. Oh yeah, there were mini episodes.
There were mini episodes, but yeah,
Okay.
I will have told you so much, but I haven't seen it. But I'm playing a Diego here right now. But
I have seen the
show. You've
seen
the stuff on TikTok. You've seen the TikTok, so you know what it's about?
Yeah, basically. That's putting at you.
No, I saw it, though. I actually watched it.
You did watch it?
Yeah. My brother Oscar had it on DVD.
Talk about it.
That's about Rebels or about Ahsoka?
No, talk about Ahsoka.
Ahsoka, yeah, I did watch. Okay, yeah. So Ahsoka, basically the...
Okay, what's your take so far? Without spoiling.
It's only two episodes, right? It's
been only two episodes.
Don't spoil it, because I know you spoil
I don't want to try and spoil it, but basically, the only thing I could say is...
There's a beginning, middle, and an end. Stuff happens,
but again, that's why I asked if you watch Rebels, because there's some stuff that happens you that don't really understand.
If you spoil it,
what's going on here? Well, I'm just saying, like, this is basically the beginning of Rebels season 4. That's basically what Ahsoka is, and these first two episodes confirm that, and they're basically an epilogue,
of what's Rebels
of the end of because Rebels ends, right? And that's where the second episode ends. So everything that happens, and it confirms everything that happened in Mando, everything that happened with Ahsoka, everything, all of this was before the end of Rebels. Okay. Which, again, whether you care or not, I don't know. But to me, I was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know all that happened before. Because I didn't know where this was going to fit. Like, we saw some clips here and there, but I thought they would be flashbacks. But this confirms that, no, this is now we're like... in the current, like, at the most current timeline before we jump to episode 7. So it's pretty cool.
So the hype is real.
Well, again, if you like Ahsoka, you'll like it. But again, you'll get some parts you're like, what is going on here?
You don't like it.
If you love Ahsoka, you're gonna like it. But there'll be some parts you're like, who are these people if you never watch Rebels? This is basically Rebels season 4. That's what it is.
To the Rebel fans.
So it's a show for
the Rebel Alliance.
Again, but I don't know what exactly Ahsoka is going to be doing. I think the main focus is Ahsoka, whereas Rebels was with the group with like Sabine and all them. So that's why I don't know where. So this one just focused mostly on Ahsoka. So obviously because of names. Yeah. I say season 4, but it's going to be more focused on what she does.
Boba Fett, and then they gave us the Mandalorian, which I mean I was actually pleasantly surprised with. But hey, they could change
so you're going to continue watching this?
Yeah, I'll continue watching it.
It's cool. Good enough to keep watching. I mean, so far, what is it?
I won't watch it. Yeah, you can tell.
What rating would you give it so far? No, it's only two episodes in, but so far, like it's.
I'd give it a 7.5, 8.
Okay, so it's good.
Mm-hmm, it's good. Yeah. There's some parts I'm like, what? There's only one part I'm like, what? Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, keep us posted. Yeah, like I said, I'm not gonna watch it. I don't really care. So you tell us.
And yeah, you're the one report. You're like, breaking hey, news. Ahsoka's out. I'm not gonna watch it.
People will like.
I watched the synopsis.
I read the back of the book.
There is a couple of books
that you'll never read.
Bro, it's been years. Oh since no, I've seen that. And I can officially say that now.
I can't remember if we talked about this on the podcast. If this was no, I think this was just on Discord. No. This was on Discord because no. This part. So someone's coming for someone like an author is coming right to Utah. I don't know if it's FanX or an author's coming. You're like, oh dang, I got to read the book.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. So the book that I was telling you guys about,
the book that he gave us the summary, okay. The back, the front page.
So the author is coming
Green
to
eggs
Utah.
And ham.
The author is coming to Utah. So I was telling a group here, it gives me motivation because I need to finish.
He still
before.
Hasn't finished it.
I haven't had the chance.
And my thing is like,
I just, it's called Pachinko.
So he's like, oh, I want to meet the author. I want to read it before. I'm like, but why? Like, you don't even know if the book's good.
I heard that's good things about it.
Who? Where are you hearing these good things from?
The internet. No, but I actually read some of the short stories that he actually had. So don't get me wrong. Like, I am aware of her. I haven't read this book.
So why would Pachinko just talk about the short stories?
No, I really want to read the book.
clearly you want to.
Yeah, I do, but it just needs to make some time. I just barely pick up Tears from Kingdom again.
Just don't blame anything on your son again.
No. This is on me. I'm going to actually take ownership on this. I'm going to report. Okay?
Okay, well you got to tell us about the Pachinko that's not in the synopsis.
Okay, all right. I'll do it. You hear it first.
When you're giving the report, I'm going to pull up the Spark Notes just to make sure.
Okay, okay.
All right. It's going to be read like verbatim.
He took the Spark Notes. Oh my gosh.
No, I'll do it. I'm going to take it.
Okay,
you hear it first.
Okay, we heard it here first. Focus. Okay. Everyone who listens to this, that's the only one person. The one person listens to us 100 times. He's going to know for sure.
Yeah.
That you gave us your word.
I will give a report before it happens.
Well, we were talking about GamesCon, then we went to this. We're going to move on to Blue Beetle. So out of
the
this
movie that we've all been waiting for,
I didn't even watch it.
The movie that I think me, the only ones that watched it were Japoran and me.
Yeah,
right. I think the only one.
I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Not before.
Before
the movie didn't go because he fell asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Not during the movie.
Blue Beetle, unfortunately, didn't do well in the box. I mean, it was number one, but it had the lowest opening weekend of any DC
but
EU movie.
They have an explanation for it.
But they do have the explanation, a very good explanation. They told us that the reason that the Blue Beetle did not do well was because of weather.
Yeah, damn weather.
The weather was too harsh for people to go watch it. So that makes sense, right?
In the whole world,
yeah. So
not wrong.
I honestly am saddened by this that it did worse than The Flash.
Seriously,
I honestly think it's better than The Flash. Personally.
I agree on that 100%. As much before being like, I don't know that much Blue Beetle too much. I don't follow DC too much. I know this. I'm a Marvel fan for sure. But when it comes to this, I was like, it got my curiosity because hey, Latino representation. I'm Latino. I like the actor. Who plays a Blue Beetle. He's also in Cobra Kai. So like, okay, I really want to support him as well. Let's give it a shot. And I was like looking forward because I was thinking like, it seems like a funny movie. I guess people are saying it's the greatest movie in the world.
Who said that?
People.
What? These people?
Let me tell you this much.
Okay. Yeah, just people.
If anyone oversells things, it's Jeporio. No,
so here's the thing. There was a lot of influencers that were actually paid to motivate and push
who
this movie to go forward.
Who are these people?
Who are these influencers?
I don't follow them.
Do you know?
I've been checking reports and news on this.
Okay.
And I gotta say, no, because it's actually a real concern too. Because
yeah,
DC is trying to cover and protect everything to be like everything is fine, everything is awesome. A great example is when James Gunn talked about his favorite movies, and among those, he did mention the fact that The Flash is the best movie that you have ever seen. You can actually find videos quoting that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And lo and behold, it was garbage. It was poop.
Poopy. It was
so, poopy. But when it comes to Blue Beetle, I mean.
You can tell he has a son.
Right? I, like I said, I wanted to support this movie so much that I was like, you know, let's find a time to watch it. Let's go ahead and watch it. And
on the cheapest day you can
watch. On the cheapest day, yeah, yeah.
We almost paid full price, but we didn't.
And that's only because there were no seats that we wanted to go see. That's the only reason why.
But we went to watch a movie expecting to see, hey, Latino representation, this is going to be great, this is going to be awesome. There were a couple of different takes in here. There were a couple of funny moments. But I got to say, it's okay. It has a heart, but it's basically a movie recycled. It's a recycled Ant-Man for the DCU.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, that wasn't actually, original for
I
me actually, either.
I, that wasn't originally for me, but I had the TikTok. Yeah, I have the TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
Sure I have my sources.
Yeah, so.
I don't just make up people's names.
I don't know them people.
No, he didn't even make up names. Influencers.
Influencers. Lots of people don't care.
The greatest movie ever. Someone said it.
Yeah. Oh
my God. I'm sure someone said that.
Someone said it.
There's got to be one guy out there. Just
no
thought,
one.
You know,
I never
know
anyone say that Blue Beetle's the greatest movie
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. That's stupid.
The New York Times. Oh, my gosh.
Best movie ever.
Okay, well, let's go into this. This movie, again, it is Latino representation. It's funny because in I was talking to your partner. The first two tracks you hear, first freaking I hate the song. I hate Atrévete or whatever it's called from Calle 13. I hate that song. But that's the first song you hear.
I don't know what that song is.
Well, you can say that, but
I hate that song. Mexican. And then the second one is like, and the second one is La Chona that they play.
That one I agree with. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good song.
So they've clearly said, like, these are Mexican people. That was, like, their...
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Yeah, but... But anyway, I digress. But, yeah, it has the main character, Jaime.
Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, yeah. And, well, it's a joke. Like, the what... They do a lot of weird stuff in it. So they do the thing where... He goes in for an interview for a job. His name is Jaime. He's like, okay, Jamie. He's like, it's Jaime. And he's like, I'll call you when it's your turn, Jamie. She keeps saying that, like kind of a trope thing. It has happened. Latino oppression. Yeah, Latino oppression. Like, to sidetrack, like I have
never happens to me.
I think I told you, I think I told many of you this. I went to a friend's wedding, my friend's sister's wedding, and I was in line to go say, you know, hi to congratulate them and his sister's husband's dad. I congratulate him, like, hello. He's like, oh, he's like, hey, do you work for so and so? And he was talking about my friend's dad. And my friend's dad, he's like the head guy of the custodial of the schools. And I'm like, no, why do you think I work for him? And he said nothing. And then he turned and started saying to someone. I'm like, you look at me. I'm the brownest person here. There's a Puerto Rican that also speaks Spanish. That's a freaking heavy accent. But you don't say nothing to him. But to me, you're like, oh, you must work.
I was about to jump in and defend you. I got you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't Boricua Zempa. It was his brother. And his brother, what did he's effing laughing because he's right next to me. Because it didn't say anything to him. But to me, oh, yeah, I must work in custodial. I was like... But anyway, I digress. The point is, they do jokes like that. I think the biggest thing, it's funny because Jiporan says that he hated George Lopez in the movie. I think he was okay. I don't think he bugged as much as he bugged him.
Well, the expectation before that, I didn't care too much. I'm like, okay, yes, George Lopez, whatever.
I want to say it was Mr. Mister.
I never had a problem, but Mr. Mister, he mentioned really a lot of things about George Lopez as well. I'm like, you know what? I don't care what Mr. Mister had to say, but... When I went to watch the movie, everything was about him. And he had to
see that.
He had to have like the biggest joke. He had to be the tech guy. He had to be like saving everybody. I get it to a point, but I think it was a little bit too much that he kind of put me away out of the movie in that particular aspect. Because I didn't see him like as a real somebody that you really care too much about rather than just like a comical.
He's George Lopez.
Yeah, I know, right? So
it's Jorge Lopez.
But yeah, it's basically if you were to do like Wakanda Forever, Black Panther. Everybody in the cast is actually Hispanic for the most part. There was only like one or two white people in there.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Susan She was one of the white people in there. She's gotta be old, right? Yeah, she's old. She doesn't look old. I mean, she must be taking stem cells or something, or
drinking his kid's blood.
Yeah, kid's blood or something.
You guys heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did you hear about that online too? People are talking about it.
Okay, really quick.
We're getting derailed so much.
Because I find it really weird. So there's this guy. He's a multi-billionaire guy who's been trying to invest in a way to look younger. So the way that he does it, I think there's some medical devices as well, but he drinks his kid's blood in order for him to look younger. And he looks younger. I don't know what kind
No, he's not drinking. He's infusing his blood. Okay. So he's genetically slowed himself by 20 years.
And I was like, is that a real thing?
Yeah, but you're going to spend like 50K a day. That's what he spends.
Yeah, that's why he's a millionaire. He's okay with that, and his son's okay with it, I guess. It
sounds like a movie plot.
It does. We should write it.
Hey, no one else is writing right now. We might as well be.
We're doing it pro bono.
I'll do it for half the price.
To talk about graphic wise CGI, like CGI is actually pretty good.
It's better than the Flash. I'll tell that much.
They have like the Blue Beetle ship thing. That actually looked really good in the movie. Like when they actually you see it fly and you see it do its action things, it actually looked really good. Like I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, that actually looks really good. The suits looked really good. Both Jaimes and the other guy, I forget his name. Their suits actually look really, really cool. You can see there are some anime-inspired things that happened in it.
The Buster Sword.
The Buster Sword, yeah, from Final Fantasy VII. Like, that's clearly in there.
The director's influenced by it. He likes anime.
Yeah, yeah. And there was... I think the thing about the movie that was kind of odd is they were very selective of when they used subtitles. So, like... when they're talking Spanish, they didn't use it all the time. Like for like parts where like they didn't speak any English, they would use subtitles. But sometimes when they did say stuff in Spanish that maybe were a little bit more crude or maybe something else, like they didn't use it. And I didn't understand why. It didn't make any sense to me why they would do that. And then there was a lot of Spanglish and a lot of Chicano culture things going on. So like for example, there's this very like emotional part where Jaime's talking to his dad and his dad talking Spanish, but Jaime's speaking to the dad in English. I'm like, this is like my brother and my dad. My Mr. That's the same man. My dad will talk to Mr. in Spanish and Mr. speaks to me in English. It was the exact same conversation I could have. I'm like, freaking Mr. is Blue Beetle. This is his moment. He's gonna get his suit. And Becky G is gonna be his little AI voice.
Oh, yeah,
Becky. So would you want me to get powers? Okay, well, cool.
That's the voice.
Yeah, she was the voice. Colin Although Jarvis. Her Spanish also was kind of weird. It sounded not Spanish.
It looked fake.
You're kind of late to that train, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean.
People have been pointing that out for a while.
But I've never. Jeez. But like, it's even worse. Like, you can't even.
It's gotten worse.
I don't know
now
what.
It sounds like some other kind of accent.
Yeah, it just sounds odd. And the funny thing was that there's this Brazilian. Well, okay. There's this the main girl, like the love interest. She in the movie it says that she's Brazilian.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not saying that she can't speak Spanish, but for some reason she does like understand Spanish perfectly because they have this whole like plan to save Jaime at one point, and she's just like, oh yeah, okay. But she never speaks Portuguese ever. It was kind of weird. I don't really understand why they did that.
To appeal to the Latin community, Brazilians, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because that's what the Brazilians want to hear.
Yeah, I guess.
Not them speak Portuguese, okay.
Well, it's not aimed for the Brazilian people, it's for Latinos.
Well, anyway, I would say the movie's okay. I mean, I would go watch it again just to pass the time. I'd watch it on Tuesday again.
I would watch it on the streaming service. I wouldn't watch it again. I mean, I was hoping a lot more. It felt like...
You say that, but what does that mean?
Well, okay, so I feel like the relationship as a family... It felt very dry to me. They show that they really care about each other. And even when there is an impactful moment in the story as well, too, that really got me.
Yeah, there was an impactful moment that actually made me kind of teary-eyed. I was like, they did it very, very well.
But I feel like the interaction, maybe because of the Spanglish as well, it kind of took me away from the...
I don't know. It kind of reminded me, like, I think because of where maybe your household versus my household, where when we came to the States is very different. Whereas we were here at a younger age and there was a lot more of this English-Spanish mixture, whereas I'm thinking your household was very different.
Yeah.
So in my, I was like, yeah, this is stuff that...
Yeah, your household could afford cable. His couldn't.
Yeah, that's because we came here earlier. That's why.
It makes a difference.
I don't... Boricua Senpai has no excuse. I'm just kidding.
Actually, maybe that makes a point because, yeah, like, to me, it's the Spanglish kind of...
It's the Chicano thing. That's where they got the influence
from.
If
you're a Chicano or second generation, like, Latino, I think you will enjoy this a little bit more. There is a lot of Spanish, like, Latin American influences. El Chapulín, Colorado, was actually quite spoiler mentioned there. Sure, whatever.
Soundtrack was awesome. The Spanish soundtrack on that was awesome. I mean, if you like older stuff. So, like, I mean, they had, like, Caetrece, they had, I don't know what the band that does La Chona, they had Luis Miguel, they had...
Cover. That Luis Miguel cover. I don't think it was Luis Miguel.
I know, but that's... I know it's a cover.
Okay.
But it's him.
Just making sure.
They had Soda Stereo, which was sick. It was actually pretty good soundtrack.
They have, like, Maria del Barrio references.
Uh-huh. That was funny. Actually, that part was actually pretty funny.
So, I mean...
I think you liked it more. You're just...
No. I'm trying to analyze.
I'm not saying much more, but I'm saying you... I think you liked it more than what you're saying. Yeah.
Like I said, I think the Spanglish really disconnect me quite a bit. I really wanted to support and, like, going to say this is a great movie because people are saying, like, hey, if you don't have any weather conditions,
it's the greatest movie ever, right? The greatest movie of all time.
But I guess that's not the case. And
outsells Avatar.
And apparently they're trying to set up for a sequel as well. So depending on how much money it makes, which I don't think is going to make a lot from what we've been hearing.
Unless it gets for the weather to clear up, guys. Come on, give them a chance.
Now it looks better. Now Hurricane Hillary is down to a tropical storm.
There's nothing for them to do besides go to the movies.
Yeah.
Go nowhere.
They might drop it. I mean, I feel like this movie is going to drop quite a bit. And it's going to be sad because I really want at least some Latino representation. Oh, I think I also shared that with Hurricane as well. Mm-hmm. That DC was saying, like, if this movie doesn't make a lot of money... Latino community is gonna be less represented or something like that, like
in Hollywood.
Yeah, some of the stuff.
I don't like
it. So they're threatening people now.
That's
watch
racist.
It or else.
Oh, the Latinos don't get anything.
Well, I mean, I honestly, I think I said this. If you're talking about the DCEU movies, I say it's one of the better ones. Again, that might not be saying much because it's the DCEU, but it's one of the better ones.
I gotta say it's kind of bold because. Of all the DC movies in general.
DCEU or DC?
Oh, DCEU.
Okay.
They actually have another superhero to join this movie. Always. All these movies, they're always like a connection with something else. This, it felt like a very contained movie, trying to keep it safe. They mention characters here and there, but that's about it. They don't show anybody else. So I think in a way, it kind of plays safe. But then again, depending on how much money you can make, they could say, oh, maybe it was a test. Oh, no, we don't care too much about it.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, so going back to the score, well, you know, you mentioned your score. What would you give it?
I'm still with them. I give it a solid 7.
Yeah, I think I still go with 6.5. I think that's very generous of me.
Very generous?
I'm a generous God. But yes, I think that would be great. To that point, if you want to watch it at home. If you want to go to movie theater, sure, I guess. Trying to help them boost their money so they can make more movies.
Do it. We need the representation for Latinos.
We got Selena.
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, spoiler alert, she's dead.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's messed up, man.
Here I was having a good day,
you
man.
You can't improve anything.
Here I was having a good day. Thanks, man.
And now we're here. You know what?
I'm bummed out.
We're gonna stop recording now.
Boo this man. Boo.
Yeah, boo.
Boo earns.
Anyway. Alrighty. So let's move on to our main topic. And we're gonna pass the time over to Boricua Senpai because he's gonna explain to us what this game is. We did talk to you about this last podcast episode. So you guys knew it was going to come this episode. So, but I'm going to pass the time over to Boricua Senpai.
Okay, you guys took a long time on a movie neither of you guys really seem to care about, and that's going to be a complete flop, but...
Oh, you know, no. you can't say that. You don't know.
The weather's better now.
It was never terrible. Unless you're in Southern California, and then you deserved it, but...
That's where they get all the... That's where all the Latinos are. Come on.
Yeah, let me... Hold on, I need to cast it again.
I was watching...
That's where all the Mexicans are at, not the Latinos.
I mean, they're both... They are.
But I guess this movie was very Mexican.
You know that
all
Mexicans are Latinos, right?
Yeah.
No, no, it's not tomato, tomato. It's classification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
All squares are rectangles.
I hate my face.
All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Correct.
They're rhombus.
No.
No, they're not.
You don't know what the
hell that works. No, no, no.
Ooh, this man. Okay.
Boo birds.
Jeez.
That's going to be my new favorite sound.
I'm assuming, so David reached out to me because I had offered to facilitate games in the event that he wanted to play. Because
he never plays.
Yeah, because usually it's just three. I'm like, four people, a bit more fun. Someone else can facilitate and bring some order to this, okay? So this game, I'm assuming, is influenced a lot because Shark King always says, I understood that reference. Mm-hmm. So
hey, I understood that.
I bet you did. And so David just told me the stipulations he gave me. I don't know why it switched back.
We're using high technology to actually...
I'm screen sharing so that they know, so that we don't have to always reread what places have, what has been selected and what has not.
That's a great idea, rather than just trying to keep all the numbers.
Yeah. See, I think about the people, right?
Hey, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, you're the
give
one.
Number 1 to 50.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Make sure you remember all the numbers that we mentioned before.
I memorized the Pokedex with over 1,000 Pokemon. I think I can remember numbers 1 through 50.
So you'll see three tiers, right? There are three columns. Right. A, B, C. A is the easiest column. B is the second. C is the most difficult column. That I believe it's pretty accurate as far as difficulty goes. Ooh. 1 through 10 under each column. The 1 through 10 does not represent any sort of difficulty. It's just in that same difficulty tier. And then I've decided just now A is going to be worth 3 points. B is worth 4. C is worth 5.
Okay.
If you get questions wrong, though, you lose points. That's to discourage people from just running their mouths, okay?
That's Mr.
Yeah.
Not even listening.
Yeah.
So you'll lose 2 points if you get it wrong.
Ooh.
And then you have to lock in your answer. I'm not going to provide, oh, yes, but this, nope. No, that's not the case. You're just going to have to lock it in and pray that it's right. And then, so it's going to be turn-based, just that way everyone just gets a chance to pick whatever they want off the board.
Sure.
And then if they miss the answer, which they lose points, someone else can offer to steal the points for that question. But if you get it wrong, you also lose points.
Okay. So in case you don't know what the categories are, it basically from what we discussed is going to be a quote from the Infinity Saga of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and
only the movies, not the shows, anything after Endgame. So Homecoming is part of it, but not the Far From Home.
Okay.
So that's after Endgame. Endgame is the absolute last.
Oh, sure, watch a movie with them.
These I did my best. I'm positive none of these were ever quoted more than once, right? So I'll use an example because it's not part of this thing. I love you 3000. Technically, only 2 people say it, but they say it multiple times. So for that reason, it's not going to be on there.
Okay.
And as far as the character, so you're going to have to guess the character and the specific movie it's in.
Ooh.
I have one quick question.
Yes.
Do we get partial points? So if for example, if I can guess the character but not the movie or vice versa, do I get partial points or no? Is it all or nothing?
I'll give you partial points since you can lose points too.
He's a generous guy.
So I'm a generous quote.
We'll punish you for getting things wrong.
So you can get partial points. I guess just one because there's two. You always have to get the character's name and the movie. And I'm not going to take a character description, okay? Like,
This.
No, it's the actual character's name.
He's the law.
So, that's it.
Okay.
Trying to put my Death Note soundtrack.
I almost made a reference there, but I
Here you go. There we go.
I wonder what movie is this.
And I'll start based off of who's spoken the least. So that's Mr. You can pick first.
Can I get for number 2?
B2?
Yeah.
You're wondering why you can't look inside my head.
shoot.
Do we need to mention the movie as well?
Yeah, so okay. You have to name the character that quotes it and the movie that it's from. So, like, if like you have to specify. So, obviously, Avengers has a few movies. Which Avengers is it?
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
Which I may have just, yeah, but...
Okay, Avengers Age of Ultron. No.
I'll give you 10 more seconds.
Captain America Civil War. What's his name? Vision to Wanda?
No, you lose 2 points.
He's not even in. He's not even in that movie.
Okay, who's stealing?
I don't remember.
Anyone want to steal?
Wait, Vision's in Civil War.
I think he had his hand up beforehand. Were you raising your hand before?
Yeah.
When I asked?
Not when you asked, but
I didn't care that if he had his hand before
he's,
I asked.
He's a judge. He can also,
I'm going to say Vision, and I'm going to say Age of Ultron.
No.
Okay.
You get 1 point, I guess.
Do I get to know which part I got right or no?
No, I'm not saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. I was thinking
I was going to say Vision, but this is... Endgame. No,
you lose 2 points.
Vision is not an Endgame.
Okay, I meant the other one. My bad. Okay.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, can't go back.
So I mean, considering this, we might. I don't know if I want to keep everyone stealing until because that's also a process of elimination. I might just. I don't know. Did you want to answer?
No. Mine's in the butt.
Age of Ultron is the right movie, but it's Ultron that says it.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. I could have said that. Yeah. So, damage.
Yeah, that. There you go. That's how that goes. So now we'll remove this off the board. Okay.
It's Vision Endgame.
I haven't seen the movies in a while.
I had to hold myself from laughing because I don't want to get into it, but which is fun.
Okay,
Javi, you spoke least after Diego, so you go next. Vision and game.
Just like oh, you have a kid. Oh, you have a kid.
No, I guess. Yeah, if you're kidding, makes you forget the order of the movies.
I'm gonna do A9.
Holy shit!
Why'd you say that?
Because he said A9.
Yeah, so A9. It's terribly well balanced.
Hey, this ain't hard.
I intentionally picked quotes that I think stick out as obvious, like as easy ones. I couldn't immediately. Some of them are very obvious.
I mean, this sounds weird, but is it going to be Vision, Age of Ultron?
Yeah. Well done. Okay. You get 3 points now.
Whoa.
That's what I thought.
That's when he picks. When he picks up Mjolnir. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it was that one. I almost said Thanos with like the little.
Yeah. No, but it says perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced. I was like, no.
Okay. I think David by default speaks the most, so we go with. Japorion. I mean, okay, he has that's to fine. The yeah, most. He's you're, the host. You're,
yeah, okay, yeah. That's fine.
Okay, let's say A8.
A8?
Stop following me.
He likes
Thank
to piggyback.
You, rabbit.
Wait, say that again. I wasn't hearing you.
Thank you, sweet rabbit.
Infinity War, Thor.
Correct. 3 points for you. You're out of the negative. You're now at one.
Yes. Yay!
And I realize now, just thinking, like, they're easy for me because they're the ones that stick out. And instead of, maybe I should have seen if a poll would have helped. But I still stand by. They're pretty straightforward. All right. Well, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go B1.
What's your name on this chibi show?
I'm David the Smash Fan.
Oh, the Smash Fan. Okay. A1, you said?
B1.
B1.
Oh. And don't forget...
AA was knocked out.
See, makes it easier. B1. I have been falling for 30 minutes.
Loki, Thor, Ragnarok.
Well done.
pretty good.
That's 4 points for David.
Huzzah!
That's my friend.
Yeah!
Okay, Diego, you're up next.
A2.
That man is playing Galaga. He thought he wouldn't notice, but we did.
Oh, Tony Stark in the first Avengers film.
Nice. So that's 3 points.
Yay!
Yeah, you added negatives. Good job.
That was 2, yes. Okay, Javi.
Let's go A10.
C looks kind of lonely.
That's not my problem.
All that for a drop of blood.
That's Thanos Infinity War.
Nice. It's probably one of my favorite quotes.
Dang, Shark King is up. KG Paran.
A7.
A7.
My God.
Hey.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
Oh, what? Really? Oh, yeah. Give me.
I want it.
I'll give him some time to think.
You gave him too much time. You're being a generous. You're being too generous of a god.
10 seconds, Paul.
Smite him.
Smite him good. Smite him good. You can't listen to it.
Do we want, buzzer? buzzers for
wait,
this?
Wait.
No, this is, I mean.
Wait, I think, well, I know.
It's
I know.
Up to you.
I know what will help him. I know. There we go.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm not going to answer.
Okay. You know what? I'm instilling a new rule, effective immediately. If you hear the quote and put your hand up even while they're thinking, then I guess you'll be the first one that I'll give it to. And so that was David.
Okay. It was Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct.
I don't know what you...
It's like the first joke in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I think everyone talks about that part. So that was 8.
Because he says, you can't do sarcasm. Yeah, they're too literal.
It's too literal. It goes over his head.
Yeah.
Nothing goes over.
They're in the jail.
Okay.
He still doesn't remember. It's because he has a son.
That's right.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Let's go B3.
You said C was looking really lonely.
Okay, let's go C1. There you go, C1.
Nah, I'm just feeling it. I knew that Mr. would pop his hand up.
You said, nah, I'm just feeling it?
Yes, you got 10 seconds.
Shoot.
I gave Japorion more because of the interruptions.
Easy generous.
3, 2, 1. I haven't been subtracting points, huh?
Well, you said if we...
We didn't get it wrong.
You said if we guessed wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's points. Right. Fair
so
enough.
So timing cool. out, okay. Disney. Killmonger, Black Panther.
Well done.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Oh, because
he said
movie.
Nah.
It's just
when he said nah like that, that's, like with the oh, with the with
one
the
of my
blackness
of
it,
the entire MCU.
It totally knew it.
That's how he got it, the blackness of it.
Who else is going to say nah? Nobody except Killmonger.
Miles Morales.
He's got a point.
Shuri.
Shuri?
Shuri?
You of all people, you need to just shut up.
Okay. Who are we?
Diego.
Mr. Mystery.
It's Mr. Yeah.
C3.
Oh, you have to delete the C1 or whatever number here.
It was B3. Okay, I already took it off, yeah. Then I'll take it off your corpse. Nice.
Shoot. Ah, dig it.
10. Three, two, one.
Stop, I can't think though.
It was, Javi had his, Shark King had his up in almost immediately.
It's the Ma Infinity War.
Yeah. Dang it, I knew it too. Good.
I love that line.
That was such a good
it all
one.
The time. It's +5, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one then.
Yeah, Shark King.
And to be more specific, Ebony Ma. Sorry.
Yeah, it was Ebony Ma.
Yeah.
When they're first encountering Dr.
Strange. I mean,
that's
the thing, like, if you say part of the name, like,
if I just say man,
no, well, you know what I mean.
Delete C3.
Thank you.
C3.
If I say man, that counts as Iron Man, Spider Man.
No, you know, you know what I meant. No, that's a
man
portion of it.
Man movie.
It's a guy.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Javi.
Oh, it is me, huh?
You can do it, man.
Yeah. A5.
Oh, I'll get that arm.
I want to say that's... I know it's Rocket. Infinity War?
Well done.
Dang it.
3 points.
I was nervous about it, but... Yeah, I know, thinking... like, I know it's for sure it's Rocket, though.
Okay.
Another great reoccurring joke in the MCU.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You got me his arm.
What do you look like up and around one leg?
Go ahead, Japorion.
Asics.
I thought you meant like the brand of shoes for a moment.
Okay, let's see. Asics.
Don't scare me like that, colonizer. Ten.
Shuri Wakanda, Black Panther.
Okay, nice. I was waiting. Okay, go, David.
Let's go B4.
I wanted to do the accent, but I also didn't want to give it away specifically, but... I know.
Colonizer.
That's racist.
Yeah, Diego.
Yeah. Just because something works doesn't mean it can't be improved. Oh. 10.
I'm going to go again. That's Shuri, Black Panther.
Yeah. Yes.
I
was going to be like, come on. We just said it.
I know he said it, but I was like, that's the coincidence. Nah, but okay.
Okay, David. Or Diego.
Yeah, that's David, all right.
The custodian.
B5.
B5? Does anyone have any orange slices? 10.
Peter Parker. Oh, I can't remember which film.
2-1.
Peter Parker, I think.
I won't make you lose points. Maybe we'll think about that later.
Or Spider-Man, technically.
But no, either way, you're wrong.
Okay.
wait, he doesn't lose points? He should lose points.
I mean, maybe one then. I'll make him lose one. Because he only gave half an answer. Javi put his hand up. Well,
David put it up first, but he put it back down.
So I'm giving it to Holly.
Ant-Man in Captain America: Civil War.
Oh yeah,
that is correct.
You're right.
You got that?
No, I was gonna say Ant-Man. The first one. I was gonna say.
That's when he gets knocked back. I mean, that's after the big fight scene at the airport.
Correct. All right, go ahead.
Oh, is it my? Oh,
yeah.
Doing the roll. I'm gonna go A4. Why are you already laughing?
Avengers, assemble.
Which one? Yeah, that was... I remember this line because I was very disappointed when it was delivered. But yeah, Avengers, Endgame, Captain America.
Correct. They only say it once.
I didn't like how he whispered it.
No, I know. It's like he says Avengers strong, and then goes, assemble. It's like, well, he's getting his rocks off on this or something, you know?
Yeah, I was disappointed in that.
I was too, but it's an obvious one, so I picked it.
Fair enough.
Good one.
A3.
I'm kidding. We're vegetarians.
Wait, it's your turn.
It's your turn. 10.
Dang it, you guys are making me so much pressure. The man reading dude from Quantumania.
Wrong.
What are you talking about?
First of all, you didn't even give me a name. And we're way out of the timeline. David was the next one.
Dang it, I keep messing those rules. Okay.
Hey, David.
It's M'Baku. M'Baku Black Panther.
Okay, yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that one, I'll be honest.
I'm ashamed.
It's one of my favorite lines.
It took me a second to register, even though I knew it. I knew it, but I was like, wait, M'Baku.
Everything that was Black Panther related, I expected him to shoot his
hand. I was trying to be like,
I don't know what's going on with you, J-Point. We literally just said, between the Endgame and Quantumania.
He's like A3. Raises his hand. It's your turn, buddy. I'll do 15 seconds after a small grace period. But
I love how you looked at me all surprised to what I told you it was your turn. You're like, oh yeah.
It's if you were to hear in person watching Japorion, he's intently like staring down, focusing, right? And then he goes, I'll pick A3. And then I say the quote, and then he goes,
he lifts up his head. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. David, you are dead. He raises his head.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's go B6. Oh.
B6. My Look, God. This orderly conduct game is showing some people crack under pressure, okay?
Quantumania.
You sure it wasn't Vision in Endgame?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Or Viola Davis and Captain America.
Okay. B6. You survived. Half the planet didn't. You got Thanos. You get me. Or they got Thanos. You get me. I'll requote it. Just... You survived. Half the planet didn't. They got Thanos. You get me. 15.
I'm going to say it's Captain Marvel Endgame.
Incorrect. You get 1 point.
Okay. Dang it.
I'll give 15 seconds in case anyone wants to steal.
That would have been my guess. Oh my gosh.
No. I love this song.
Are you surrendering to Japorion?
I got nothing.
Okay. Endgame is right, but it's Hawkeye.
Oh, it's Hawkeye. Dang it. Oh,
that's when he's, yeah.
I thought
yeah,
that was like, when I watch in theaters, yeah, I'm like, yeah. That's such a cold line.
Yeah, that's when he becomes a Ronin. Oh, shoot.
I'm glad I didn't answer.
I was thinking of when they, for some reason, when they go get Thanos. Yeah. Or when they're about to go get Thanos, and that's when she
that's
says
where
it.
My went. That's where my mind went to.
Okay, Mr.
C5.
Whoa,
big boy. What? Because I'm the monster parents tell their children about at night? These are intentionally very hard.
I was going to answer something.
If you want me to requote it on the difficult ones, I'll requote it again if needed, and I'll give a bit more grace.
Quote it.
Okay. What? Because I'm the monster parents tell their children about at night?
Oh, no.
No.
Avengers Age of Ultron?
No, you lose 2 points. Okay.
I thought that was that.
I'll give 15 seconds in case anyone else wants to.
I don't feel good about
it. I'm trying to think.
And if you want to steal, I'll re-quote it.
Re-quote it one more time?
I guess, but I don't feel good about it.
What? Because I'm the monster parents tell their children about at night?
Play the music, David.
Oh, that one's hard. It's on the tip of my tongue.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Look at that. Okay. Good.
It's Loki and Thor.
That's what I thought. I that was my
it.
Thought,
See,
too.
I know it.
Damn
it. You guys have no idea how much time I spent looking for, like, ominous lines that were, like, or ambiguous lines, I should say, where it does trigger a memory like how David is, but it's like not exactly clear.
I was in my mind.
I didn't feel confident enough to risk it.
I was gonna say Thor Dark World. I mean, not. I was gonna say Loki Dark World, but oh, dang.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think it's Hobby.
Shark King.
Yeah, Shark King.
That A1 looks really lonely.
Are you gonna take
it? It does.
That's for me.
I don't know if you get it honestly at this point. I mean, I know,
Blue Beetle. No, there. Blue Beetle, the Flash.
I almost Jeff want Lopez. To see if I mean I wouldn't give him the points because I know you'll know this. I'd be upset if you didn't, but
oh no,
and that's beside the point. That's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry.
Oh, Bruce Banner about to convert into the Hulk. First Avengers movie.
Nice. Would you have known that one, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says that now.
The Flash!
The Flash!
Batman and the Flash!
The Dark Knight.
Teletubbies. Okay. Go ahead, Japorion.
Yeah. Just go on. Ninja Turtle.
B7.
B7. Let me erase it first.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Love is for children. I owe him a debt. Fifteen starting now.
I was hoping that would trigger your memory.
It's actually putting more pressure on my memory.
Three.
I got nothing.
Two.
I got nothing.
Okay.
It's Black Widow from Avengers when he's talking to Loki.
Very well done. Yes.
Oh, yeah. After the
capture.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, go ahead, David.
Let's go C1.
The Wi-Fi passwords were not savages.
Oh, it's Wong from Doctor Strange.
You got plus one.
Oh, dang it. No, I know it. No, my God.
Okay, more though.
Okay. From
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
God, I knew that.
2 points for you.
I knew that. Oh, my God.
Are you sure it's not from Multiverse of Madness?
Or three. Sorry. That's 5 points. At seven,
I knew that too. Sorry, that I don't know why I said Wong. I knew it was Mordo.
You were Wong.
I'm surprised you guys got that one. Because when I read it, I didn't remember. I had to watch the clip.
Actually, that's one of my favorite movies.
I knew, and I just, but for some reason, I saw Wong in my memories. I'm like,
yeah,
that's one of my favorite movies.
It was Mordo. Yeah, dang.
Okay, Mister,
so close.
B8.
Oh, it's over here.
There we go. There it is. It's blurring out. Like, what's his name? Quicksilver.
I understood that reference.
I think I may have put this in the wrong tier, but I want my board. Actually, I know. Yeah. I want my board.
Oh, I forgot his name, but it's Iron Man 2. Can I say his bad guy name? Whiplash? Yeah. Tactically?
I'll give it to you, but they never say Whiplash.
But that's his. That's who he is.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
What's his
name?
Ivan.
Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze.
That's a Jaborian answer. Yeah, that's a Jaborian answer. There, Ivan Ooze. I meant to.
Okay, go ahead, Shark King.
B10.
Okay, I see how you're doing. Thank you.
I was having 12% of a moment.
Oh, shoot.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I was having 12% of a moment.
Oh. I don't feel good about this one.
15.
I don't feel good, Mr.
Like Sarah. Peter Parker?
I understood that reference. But not this one.
Three.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to risk
two,
losing points.
One. I didn't see Ray's hands, but I think Japorion mentioned, so I'll give it to you if you want to.
I'm good.
Okay. I mean, can I? Oh, yeah, I'll guess now, both out getting the points if no one else.
Yeah,
wants
any?
To
would, no, no.
Is it Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, you would have lost points. Okay. It's Pepper Potts at Avenger. Remember, because she's having the conversation with Tony.
Oh,
and then, you know.
No, and you know what? It's 12% of a plan that I'm thinking of when Peter Quill says he's got 12%.
Oh
of
yeah,
a plan.
Yeah, the plan. Not, yes. Yeah. Okay, I was like, that's not in the movie, but yes.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say Tony Stark in Infinity War for some reason.
All right, Jaborion.
B9.
I did not see that coming.
Isn't that right?
Do you know how it felt? It felt like that. I'll re-quote if you need it.
Do you need Jaborion?
Okay, 15 starting now. Raise your hand.
Okay,
that was the wrong one.
Thing is ending again.
I was going to say Wanda Infinity War.
You get plus one. Okay, you got 10 seconds before if anyone wants to steal. I'll quote it again. Do you know how it felt? It felt like that. Okay, Mr. Mister.
Wanda Endgame when she's talking to Thanos.
Wrong. You get 1 point, though. It's Wanda in Age of Ultron.
Yeah. I was
because that's when she's ripping it out from Ultron. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was about, that was my second choice.
She's talking about her Pietro dying. All right, only C column is left, so who are we at? We're at David?
David.
Me, that's C2. 2C?
2C or not to C?
2C or not to C.
That is not what the blank question people ask.
Well, now they do.
Now they do.
If there are lives at stake, I'll fly the plane. If there are lives at stake, I'll fly the plane. Fifteen starting now.
I'm gonna risk losing it. I wanna say it's Captain America in the first movie.
Nope, lose 2 points.
Damage. Yeah.
That would have been my guess. I was like,
Okay, 10 seconds if anyone wants to steal.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah. Out. You Japorion. Okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously these are difficult. This is.
Wait, can I guess? Even though, like, I don't want to.
No points, sure.
Okay, I'll probably say it is from Iron Man.
Well, you're already wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Is it Falcon from?
Nope.
No, okay, never mind.
No, Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I knew that would be a cut.
I would have never seen
it more than. I mean, I've seen it twice. We still didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I've seen it twice. I would have never guessed that. It would never come out of my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Mr.
C4, like the explosive.
Okay, Deidara. I understood that reference.
Yes, I did.
I made it. Yeah. I have wings. Why would I go low? I have wings. Why would I go low? I'll give 20 for these. I think that's what I said. Starting now.
I mean, the only person I can think of with wings is Falcon. And Civil War?
Nope. Minus 2.
Okay.
Japorian, I'll give it to you to answer, but okay. You have 20 seconds starting now.
I was gonna say.
Can you raise your hand?
Yeah, I did. No, but I'll
quote it again. I have wings. Why would I go low?
Ant-Man.
No and no. It's Ant-Man and the Wasp, and it's the Wasp that quotes it.
No, but don't.
Well, yeah, that's the tough part. Is like it's Ant-Man and the Wasp, not just Ant-Man.
Right.
What?
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I've
never watched it. Wow, okay. I think it's overrated, but it's actually an enjoyable movie. Who's next? Javi.
Me?
Yeah.
B10.
C10.
Or C10, sorry.
I know what you meant. I understood that reference.
So this is going to be hard.
No, remember, the numbers don't assign difficulty. It's just the tier.
Okay.
The tier is difficult. Yeah.
Our very strength incites challenge. Challenge incites conflict. And conflict breeds catastrophe.
Vision, Captain America Civil War.
Correct.
Dang it, I knew that one too.
They're having the big old discussion at the...
Yep.
About the Sokovian Accords.
Okay. Japorion.
C9.
I knew it. He follows right after you,
I have to follow my friend.
The last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
That is Nick Fury, Avengers.
Personally. You get 1 point. Diego had it next. Hold on, though.
I was expecting to say Secret Invasion. Nick Fury. I was going to say the movie name, so I messed up. Nick Fury, Civil War.
Incorrect. You get one
point.
Oh, no.
Though.
Nope. Okay, it is Nick Fury in The Winter Soldier.
Correct.
That's what you meant. You did not say that.
I'm tired.
I meant Quantumania.
I meant to say the other one.
Okay.
I meant Transformers.
David, go ahead.
C6.
C6.
Why'd you put F under Diego's
name? F for failure.
For fuck.
We have what we have when we have it. Ooh. We have what we have when we have it.
Oh, shoot.
20 starting now.
We have what we have. I know. I want to say it's three different people.
It's only one.
Well, I know, but it's three. I want to say it's Gamora and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Incorrect.
Fudge! I'm done with 21.
Anyone want to guess? No.
I'm out on this one.
You too, Diego?
I mean, for no points, but I can't.
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay, what it is it?
Risk the biscuit.
But if you're actually right.
For no points, isn't it? I feel like it's from Black Panther, and it's the his dad. I can't remember the dad name. No? Okay. It's
Black Widow in Civil War.
I don't remember that part.
When she's having the conversation with Captain America, when he's feeling like remorseful about the situation with
before
like,
Ant-Man show up.
Yeah,
God. Oh, I was thinking of Gamora. They're having a fight, and they're like, "We haven't." Like, I don't know what. Okay, you guys got to risk things. Come on.
Okay, next,
dude. Look at my numbers.
Yeah, exactly. All the more reason. You have no. What do you have? Nothing else.
Mr. You're next. I mean, you have seven or eight.
Let's do eight.
I choose to run toward my problems and not away.
Naruto.
I choose to run toward my problems and not away.
Say it with the accent.
That I'll is have to try.
That is not my word.
It is not my word. No. I choose to run towards my problems and not away.
Thor. Dark World?
No.
Okay.
But you get one. That means my accent worked. Okay. 10, 9.
I'm not risking. I'm out.
Three. Say it one more time.
Okay. I choose to run towards my problems and not away.
I want to say Thor Ragnarok. Thor in Thor Ragnarok.
Correct.
Yes.
Atta boy.
Is this when he's fighting Hela?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I remember it. Some redemption. Yay.
Okay. Final last one. Is Javi.
Yeah.
You get to. No, it was seven is the last one, right? Because we just answered. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Did eight.
Okay, let's see.
Sometimes the thing you're searching for your whole life is right there by your side all along. Sometimes the thing you're searching for your whole life is right there by your side all along.
Does this one come with an accent?
That is the accent.
I mean, if I was going to win either way, I would risk it. But
you are going to win anyway.
No, if I get it wrong, I lose.
You lose 2 points.
You lose two points.
No, you get to win.
So you can just guess if you want to.
No, that's fine. I'll let Diego take it. I'll pass.
That's fair. He did have his hand up. Go ahead, Mr. Mister.
Tony Stark. Blah, blah, blah. Tony Stark, Iron Man?
No.
What?
It's Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. My bad.
Oh, I don't remember.
That was very unfair. Is that what you were going to guess?
No, I was going to guess Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy.
So he lose points, get one, he lose points.
No, I mean, either way.
I'm not the last.
Shut the hell up. He just wants to be like, tied. So he's just, we're tied.
Mistakes.
No.
You make mistakes.
No, it didn't matter.
You made the worst mistakes.
I didn't answer this question.
Oh, perfect. Also, you know what you should change next time we do this? For A, B, and C, because each one is a different tier on difficulty. I think with A, if you time out, you shouldn't lose any points. With B, you should lose 1 point if you time out. C, you still lose 2 points if you don't answer by 10 seconds.
Yes, and this was a trial
I think
run.
That should be that.
Yeah, I wanted to make
maybe
sure
the
order
opposite.
Wasn't, yeah.
If it's A, you lose two because it's so easy. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, Jaipurian was the worst one. First of all, hey, he guessed a character that was not even in the movie, Vision and Endgame, and then you guessed the movie that's outside the Infinity War saga.
Diego got two things wrong, so technically he has five.
No, you get out of here. You get more worse points.
I'm still here.
Oh my God.
I'm still here. Where'd you treat it? Jeez.
It basically was just a fight between me and Shark King. That's all basically what it was.
Respect.
Yeah.
And do we know, is it because of the social pressures of order? Okay, because I did tell David, I said, I want this to be very orderly and not wild. You know, Wild Wild West, where everyone's arguing their point about things. It's, you either get the points or you do not.
I like the order.
Okay.
I don't like David complaining.
Oh my God!
You guessed Vision in Endgame.
At least I didn't complain.
Who the fudge says that you guessed Quantumania? It's not even inside the.
There was a lot of pressure.
People were looking at me. Keep in mind. I mean, I guess I could have Googled quotes. I haven't seen Quantumania, so
it's good.
No, but Quantumania is still outside of it. That's the whole thing.
I'm just saying, like, would I have picked a quote that I haven't even heard? Probably not.
Yeah, but that quote also, like, that quote's not even nowhere in Quantumania. Like, what is he thinking? And again, he said Vision and Endgame.
I forgot the name on that.
You forgot again. His
name. I have to pause for a second before I can answer those movies.
Gosh, he's like that. Have you ever seen those game shows? Like, you would not want Jaipurian in a game show. He's like the guy in, like, the Family Feud games.
Why are you so triggered, man?
Yeah, because you suck at this. That's why.
I'm the one
you're like the guy that says, like, name a word that has pork in it. You say, you pine. Porcupine. That's what you would say. Or like name a boy's name that starts with an H. You say Jose.
See, this is
Jose. You'll say stupid shit like that.
I'm glad that we have some unbiased choices in here. Like, we got a partial.
That doesn't matter. You still suck.
Hey, I actually want to, under rules.
When I have more time, because I had about a week, which is plenty, I guess, but I was busy this week. I want to do Jeopardy style. So the points are incremental. There'll be a daily double. You know what I mean? You can bet money or points, right? No money is one, okay? But bragging rights are going to be different. So I do want to do a Jeopardy style one where there's columns of categories and all that.
I think Jaipurian should knock.
I like this segment. I mean,
I think, for the first time,
I think this should be like a returning segment.
I think so too. We should bring you back.
Thank you.
I definitely like this quite a bit. I have enjoyable time disregards the bullying here.
You suck at this. I would not want you in any of my
the pressure.
Oh man.
Anyways, and
why do you guys always got to be fighting?
This is our skit for the show, this guy who thinks he's like so good, he's so like intelligent. Look what happens.
Wow, David. Wow, you had to do that way.
Vision, Endgame, Quantumania.
That's right.
Pickles.
You make him sound like when you mock 10-10.
Dude, he's at that level with these type of things.
But you know, Tenten's the best character.
Oh my gosh. You know who he actually is? The way you're describing him, you know what it actually reminds me of? Like your rival in Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, yeah, like I.
Pneumona, whatever
you
name
need
is.
To, you need to get.
Fudge Pneumona.
No, not that one. But like, even like Gary.
I name him
where
Paul.
Where it's like, oh, you suck. You need to train better. It's like, dude, I beat you five times already. Like, what do you mean?
He thinks he's the Pokemon master.
Your Pokemon sucked. You lost every time you battled me. That's funny. No, but the way you mock Tenten is literally how I'm hearing you mock Jaipurian.
Well, good. I'm glad it goes through that way.
That's a little
I know. There's a lot of hate.
Hey, honestly, I mean, on a segment, I can discuss why Tenten is actually underrated, but
I agree with you.
It's another time.
Shut up. Get out of here, Mr. Quantumania.
Yes. And Tenten as well.
Yeah, she can get out of here, too.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, my turn.
Oh, but really quick, before you wrap everything up, though, next week, by then, probably the new One Piece episode should be up.
Yes, that is true.
So I guess for people that are going to listen to us next time, we are probably going to do a live episode reaction.
Is it Tuesday?
On the 31st. I believe that
Thursday.
That's Thursday.
Thursday. So I think,
is that going to be in person or a watch party?
I think it's going to be a watch party.
Online watch party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to record it, right?
Because
yes,
yeah. Jaipurian extended the offer to me because I haven't started it. I do plan on starting the actual anime because I talked to the tech guy about it because he's watching Iron Blooded Orphans for me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he started already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, anyways, I guess I'll watch it just to see. I have very low hopes, and that's exactly why Japorion wants me to watch, because we'll have various different opinions already going in. Mine's very biased. I'm very anti live action anime.
So I think
that makes sense.
Having different levels will definitely be a great opportunity. I guess we'll talk a little bit more when that happens, but it's going to happen soon. So,
yep, it is. Well, thanks so much for watching. Thanks for everyone who participated, and big thanks to Boricua Senpai for coming up with the game. It was tons of fun. I think with each game that we do, it just quality gets better and better.
Watch Quantumania.
No. All right, enough of this. All right.
Are you the one with the hammer?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I've been against you before.
Anyway, you guys can listen to this episode and all of our other ones on Podomatic and on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere we listen podcasts, you can listen to us. You can find us on our social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Chimino Podcast, Capital C, Capital N, Capital P. You can also follow us on Twitch, Chimino Podcast, and also on YouTube, Chimino Podcast, where we have the latest Soul Link compilations. Compilation number 2 is out. Go watch it. It's hilarious. You get to see also Mr. show how he doesn't listen to instructions and all that jazz. So thanks so much for watching. We will see you guys next time. This is David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Deporian.
Oh, sorry.
Boricua Senpai.
And Shark King.
And this is Chimino Podcast.